Random, random, random. It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed it is. And hey there, everybody.
How the hell
you been?
Good.
I've been hell fine.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, I guess we're done then, so thanks for no hi. This is the fun folks, of course, at GeekRadioDaily.com, that fantastic place you can stop by for forums and talking and discussion.
What if Geek Radio Daily really was a place?
That would be fantastic. We would sell overpriced shirts, I'm sure. No, we'd sell good shirts at a good quality price. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Stop by and learn all kinds of things, like who the new Green Lantern for Sector 2814 is. Secret.
Is it you?
No, it's not. I wish. And that David Goyer is going to be rewriting the Godzilla script. Okay, sure, why not? But tonight, yeah, a little bit of random, because there's really nothing going on, so let's go ahead and get to it. And who's bringing it to us? Well, that, of course, yeah, it's the Flintress.
Yes, I'm the same woman who called yesterday, and the day before that, and pretty much every day for the last few weeks, because I have not been getting any answers to my questions.
What? Just calm the hell down! That, of course, is the Bruce.
Guns don't kill people. I do.
All right. Hi. And I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Why are you dressed like a 70s porn star?
I would say, why not?
Mustache and all.
Is probably the most appropriate
pizza
question.
Pizza guy shirt now.
Yeah, so welcome to GRD Sweekly episode.
I think it's 126.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but you've now been fired. So, what have you been doing, Geeky?
Well, the first most important thing I've been reading...
Maybe I should make sure it's not 126. I'm pretty damn sure it's 125.
Really? Okay.
Pretty sure.
It's very possible it could be 125.
Wow. You've got one thing that you're in charge of, Bruce.
I've got two things, okay, and nobody told me the topic today, so...
And three things.
One.
One.
Two. Who would expect a Spanish Inquisition?
Ruthless efficiency. Oh, no. Fanatical. Okay.
I've been doing one geeky thing this week.
It is definitely 125.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And that is?
Snap! Mostly I've been reading, George R.R. Martin's A Song of Fire and Ice.
There you go.
I just finished book three. I'm on book four now, which is A Feast for Crows. And, like, the number one thing is if I'm not going to spoil anything in particular. I'm just going to say in general, if you've been watching the show and you haven't read the books and you were really surprised when Joffrey killed Eddard Stark, right? Cut his head off. If you were surprised by that, no one is safe in this universe. Just when you think that, like, this is the main character and this is who I'm supposed to be sympathetic towards and this is who the story is all about. There is no protagonist. No one is safe. No one is 100% good or evil. When you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or die. I mean,
Lego characters being as unfazed by dismemberment as the drugged up prostitutes in my van.
But unfortunately, people in Game of Thrones not so much unfazed by it.
Yeah, and no vans. But wow. It is just crazy. And all the different houses. Sometimes I wish that I was watching the show as I was reading it, like staying together with it. I'm ahead,
yeah.
Obviously,
ahead. Yeah,
because the first book, you know, whatever in the series, but. So, because I have a hard time sometimes keeping the characters straight, just names that are sometimes similar, or, you know, or even they go, oh, well, and he took off his cloak and they could see his face. And it's just so it's kind of like it would be helpful. But of course, since I have seen the show, I imagine the people as the actors who play them on the show,
right.
You know, like when I'm reading it,
a slideshow would help, in other words.
Yeah, it helps. So, but it's
program.
You know, it's, if you
get your programs here.
I know. I need a play-by-play sometimes, you know, the ESPN team to chime in and
it's kind of what the book is,
on.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No, the book is excellent.
Okay.
And so if you have just seen the TV show and you're interested, I would highly, highly recommend sitting down with the books. You should also check out our friends, Specfic Media has a Game of Thrones podcast. That's P.G. Holyfield and Nutty Nunchuck.
You wanted to say nunchucks, didn't you?
I did. I wanted to say nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
It's nutty, too.
All I can see is the squirrel.
Squirrels.
With nut nunchucks. You know.
Squirrel.
And so.
I hate squirrels.
But anyway, this time I might actually give you the link to put into the show notes because I never remember to do that last time. But they've got a Game of Thrones podcast.
You don't remember to write your show notes either.
Because
I've got 15 minutes after the show's done to get
I'm
that
busy reading all the time, and it's like I cannot.
All the time.
I mean, I'm one of those like zoner readers where like you could talk to me and it would take a
second.
That
was zoner with a Z.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, zoner. Right. Zoner.
I like words.
Unless you were to say my name. Then, you know, you could talk to me, and I'd be like, whatever.
Hit you with bat.
No. You wouldn't even respond that much. Don't even try.
If you said my name, I would know that you were talking to me, I think, and I would be able to
You'd be wrong with that.
Yeah, it's probably happened.
Because you've been wrong a couple times this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Yeah.
So, well, speaking of funny nunchucks.
Yes.
We also watched, Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Yeah. Yes.
And I had seen that before, but Kevin hadn't seen it, or Kyle and Kevin hadn't
Kevin
seen,
hadn't
it.
Seen it.
Okay. And so at the beginning, when he's fighting the baby, that's when you realize exactly what this movie is. And Kevin was so, I mean, we're talking about a 15-year-old, almost 15-year-old boy. This was his like favorite movie ever. It was just that kind
it's
of juvenile,
funny.
Silly.
Oh, yeah.
Humor.
It's just,
it's hilarious.
So funny.
Ridiculous just to be ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
The uniboob and then the cow and.
It was a script written by a 15-year-old boy, but it was fun. It was definitely a fun little movie. And it makes me want to see the original one and, you know,
yes.
just totally see what it was that it was. Yeah, the two movies that it was supposed to be. It was just kind of really funny.
I'm a magician. I change your clothes.
And, I change
now they're red clothes. Now they're black clothes. And then when he takes the, what is it, hamsters or moles or whatever and makes them into nunchucks and the fight with the CGI cow. And, yeah,
too
it was
good.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Speaking of squirrels, we went to the Flying Squirrel baseball game. Yeah, it was so hot.
Did you go nuts?
We did, in fact, go nuts.
Yeah.
Heat, exhaustion. No.
Well, you know, it was that one of the many days we've had with the heat advisory, and it was a 12 noon, you know.
The heat advisory of 135.
Something like that.
No.
It was hot. It was hot. And, you know, got good seats for a change, so not sitting with something over us providing
no
any
shade.
Form of shade whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
great seats, guys.
We were sitting in, like, the second row, though, right behind the dugout, so that was kind of cool. That was,
okay.
the closest that we had ever sat. And we had ice cream and hats, little, like, those little plastic baseball hats.
Yeah,
little cup. Yeah.
And that was fun.
Did you get to wear the hat afterwards?
It's like this
very
big.
Small.
I know.
Oh, maybe put it on Sophie and take a picture on
there
the
you go.
That's what I will do.
Uh-huh.
Now, on our way there and on our way back, because this was Monday, July 11th,
yes.
we racked up 7 free Slurpees.
Yes.
Okay, 7-Eleven
day,
yeah.
free Slurpee
Happy
day.
Happy birthday to them, but we get the present.
So we hit all the ones on the right side of the road on the way up and all the ones on the way back on the other
so
side.
So you
road.
Were just making sure that you were going to have that ice cream, that freezer burn
that,
headache.
Yeah.
Brain freeze.
Good stuff, too.
Yeah. But there were lots of different flavors to be had, and we definitely made our most of that.
Yeah. Good
so
times.
That was really fun.
Because, you know, you get a 7.11-ounce cup
outstanding.
At each one.
Yes.
So
what did we decide? It was
49.77 ounces of Slurpee each.
Wow.
But it was spread out over.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I was Slurpeed out afterwards. I was like,
yeah,
no,
I don't do Slurpees anymore. I just like, wow, okay, can't do this anymore.
No, no. Good
they
stuff.
Have some like sugar-free ones, but nah. No.
Yeah,
they
the
had
point?
The Mountain Dew one.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was
the one
nice.
Right here at the corner had the Mountain Dew one.
Hmm.
Only one that did.
Oh, wow.
And one, I did get the Coke mixed with the Fanta Cherry, so I made a Cherry Coke Slurpee. Nice. Thank
Definitely
you.
Definitely a good creation. And there was a kid ahead of us, and one of them that did a suicide. Where just a
Everyone
little bit of,
yeah.
all of them.
Oh, God, I remember doing that as a kid.
You have to have a 12-year-old stomach for
yes.
that
and,
in order to do
yeah.
that, because it was just like, blah, craziness. Speaking of little kids and little kid humor, we also watched a couple of riff tracks.
Oh.
And so that's Mike and Kevin.
Uh-huh.
And
so close.
Crow T Robot and
Tom Servo.
Bill Corbett, yes.
Tom Servo. Right, it's all of them. And so we watched Reefer Madness.
Nice. Oh,
good times with all the shorts. It was the Riff Tracks live ones.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember you seen
the
that live.
The magical,
I saw it live, yeah.
Yeah.
The magical disappearing money or whatever.
Magical disappearing money with the grocery store witch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think
I've seen Reefer Madness
Terrible.
In years.
Don't
year,
buy
year,
pudding
year,
cups.
Year, year.
You should just buy your own pudding and
sugar
make
cereal.
It.
That costs too much. Put your own sugar
but
on it.
Just put sugar on top of it. Sure, you know. Oh, God, it was terrible.
Teaching you how to save money at the grocery store. Valuable lesson, but done in a horrible way.
Reefer Madness was fun, though. It's just weird because it's colorized. And so, like, all the smoke that they blow out is all different colors.
Yeah, it's like the first guy, it's green, which you can get that. But
yeah.
One guy smoking, he's got purple smoke going, and you're like,
wow.
What does he have?
Yeah, somebody hook you up with that one.
Yeah, and they're all laughing, which, you know, I went to college. I remember it making me laugh, but, like, I don't know, some of this other stuff, like, they got all crazy, and the one guy drove and, like, all over
yes,
the place.
This guy's, like, driving, and he's, like, driving really, really fast.
Yeah.
Because once you, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to do anything fast. You just want to chill and relax. So, I mean, that was just kind of weird.
And I love how
Let's
people...
Let's be conspicuous. Let's drive 2 miles an hour.
I love how, you know, she takes, like, one puff, you know, and starts just giggling uncontrollably. Like, okay.
Really? Really?
That's not hitting your head. That's more just giggling. Because you're doing it.
Well, it's like those like movies, the film strips that we watched in high school where Sonny Bono's narrating and Jimmy goes to a party and takes like one hit and he's like gone for life, completely hallucinating for the rest of his existence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and
I mean,
Sonny
as a
Bono
scare
needs
tactic.
To
be... just
yeah, it's a freak fest over here. All right.
That was interesting. And then we also watched House on Haunted Hill.
The Vincent Price
the
classic.
Vincent Price, old one. And that had a couple of funny shorts,
including
too.
The one about paper that I don't remember name of. But
with this demonic-looking paper bag was the narrator.
With an animated face. Hey, Willie, you ever stop to think about all the things that are made of paper? Kidnaps his child in the middle of the night and takes him to a forest in the South.
They all have the same voice.
Do you know the South is like the biggest, at the time apparently, biggest producer of paper that we had in the nation?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Georgia paper and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, all of this. Yeah. That's why it's Georgia Pacific, I suppose.
I don't care.
But Riff Jacks,
and just for the record, I don't care.
Riff Jacks are a pretty good time. You know, except like if you do too many of them all at once, you're just kind of like, oh, you know.
Your brain gets numb from it.
You know, whatever, yeah.
Because the kids and I also did Plan 9 from Outer Space, the Riff Jacks live, because they hadn't seen that. And that way, you know, they got to see the live Jonathan Coulton stuff. So there you go.
Oh, okay. I have yet to see that stuff.
You should. Because he does.
Is that on Netflix?
Disc version of Netflix, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Which soon will cost you more.
Yes, I know. Yes. We're going to talk about
that's
what
that, I heard. Yeah. Let's see what else. Watch some TV. Phineas and Ferb. Watched a little Phineas and Ferb. It's always a good show.
Good times.
And Ugly Americans is back on TV.
Yes, it is.
And that show took a while to grow on me, but I do like that show. That's definitely
kind of
a
like
funny
a fungus, show.
Yeah. Which is kind of like, you know, what did Kingfish always used to say? It dips into the icky.
Yeah. It dips into the icky very easily.
It's definitely a little bit like heebie-jeebies. But it's really funny and just kind of fun, sarcastic. Just like, and the characters are really funny. So that was a good one. The little wizard apprentice that was supposed to be Harry Potter.
It was supposed to, but not, right?
Yeah. Like, don't
but
sue
it's
us, but it's Harry Potter.
Obviously Harry Potter. Glasses, the British accent, the whole nine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Futurama's also back.
Yes.
Futurama is so brilliant.
Love Futurama.
I mean, it is just so smart and funny. This is like the show for geeks.
Yes, because how many science fiction references they do when
as
they were doing
like
the cop episode?
Yes.
There
alone.
Was tons
of the future crimes.
Let's go to Circuit City.
But see, what really works with Futurama is like all the really high level, really smart geek stuff that's in there as well. Mm-hmm. Like the Ferenger Circle, I've heard of one. I barely even begin to understand it, but him splitting up in all those different colors mm-hmm. makes total sense if you understand one of them.
Okay.
And they always have like mathematical computations that are real stuff that they're.
Yeah, don't they have like a consultant, like a physics
all of them,
consultant
yeah, like, yeah.
and all
I
of
mean,
that? So, yeah,
they Schrodinger's cat and,
We were, oddly enough, just talking about Schrodinger's cat before that episode.
That we were, so that was kind of funny.
Go figure.
Hmm.
And I believe a Schrodinger's cat. A reference also ended up in one of the riff tracks as well. So that was just we were just Schrodinger
all
night long.
Full circle.
Full Schrodinger. Yeah. There you go.
Kids had also not seen a lot of them. We watched a couple episodes of Tosh.0,
good
that
show.
That can definitely be a really funny show. He goes there. He is equally offensive to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the shows that we like. You know, South Park, you know, these shows that are just going to lay into anyone, no matter of your race or your gender or your sexual preference. Everybody is fair game.
Everybody.
For Tosh.0.
It's equal opportunity offense.
I don't know that I can say that I'm a fan of Daniel Tosh, but I'm a fan of the fact that he goes there.
Yes.
He doesn't have the fear. He's got this snarky, smarmy-looking thing that doesn't quite work, but his humor, go watch his completely serious stand-up. Oh, my God.
I think I've seen that one.
Yeah, and he'll go, and then he'll go one too far, and I'll be like, yikes. Yeah, yep. That was too much. But it's still funny because you're still laughing at the same time. So
there is that.
That's good.
Good times.
Just today, we watched Torchwood, episode.
Boo-doo-boo-doo. You have DirecTV. You should be able to see the first episode because it's on a network other than Starz.
Okay.
You remember that TV 101 channel that usually shows concerts and stuff?
Yeah.
It's now called the Audience Network, and they're showing the first episode of Torchwood.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a shot then.
And so that's how because otherwise, it's still, you can stream the first episode on Starz website because they want people to get hooked on it.
Okay.
It was a decent setup for this Americanized version, right? They had to somehow have it so that now it's in the USA, mm-hmm. right? And so the premise of what's going on and the whole mystery and the, you know, because Torchwood is all about alien and unique weird phenomenon or whatever. And
it's the X-Files.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, what's going on is it's Miracle Day, so nobody's dying. They don't know why.
Oh,
but people get injured, or people get sick, or people have a heart attack, but they just don't die.
24 hours, this one hospital realized they hadn't anybody die, and they just randomly are talking to other people at the hospitals, and then they realize that no one has died, and no one is dying.
Like, they try to give a criminal lethal injection, and people won't die.
Bill Pullman, as a pedophile, is a little weird in this, too.
Yeah. Well, we don't see him perform pedophilia.
No, no.
Well, yeah, that's not the R-rated, darling.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, but just the ending, the way that it was like, oh, and now we're going to go to America, that part was just sort of a little bit forced. Now, I'm really excited to see where the show goes from here, and mm-hmm. I like the mix of the old characters and the new characters. I think that it's going to work out well. It's Mekhi Phifer, and I've always really enjoyed him. I think he's really good and stuff. He's got this kind of, like, I'm serious action, but also, like, humor at the same time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
And then, so it was pretty good. I want to see what the rest of it holds.
I think for people that have never seen Torchwood, I think it's a really good introduction to what's going on and will get them hooked, because they don't tell you exactly what the deal is with Captain Jack. But if you know, you're like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing there. But if you're somebody new to this, you're going to be like, what is this? If anything else, it's going to make people...
Yeah, like, why is he surprised that he has a bruise? Or why is he saying that his arm is cut?
And why is there a picture of a guy that looks exactly like him from 1925?
Right. What's that must have been his dad or something, right?
Yeah, you know? Is that your dad or something? Oh, it must have been.
He says, like, I suppose it must have been.
So I think it's a good setup for that, and I think it'll get people to probably go back and watch, you know, the Torchwood episodes.
John Barrowman, and I don't know her name, but I like the actress that plays Gwen a lot too.
I forget her name too. But yes.
I will watch them. I mean, if we stuck with Smallville for 10 freaking years, I will watch anything Torchwood that could possibly come along for those two characters.
And there is really cool that Jack is using different aliases. At one point, he uses Owen Harper as one, which is a nice little, I see what you did there moment.
Aw, so. Owen.
Yep. The gang's not all here.
No. No Yanto.
Nope.
No Owen. No, yeah, no. Anyway. And,
no Tosh.
No. Yeah.
Aww. No Tosh.
But their baby's really cute. And Reese is definitely, you know, more forceful. He's not going to win. He's not going to keep Gwen away from investigating and helping, because, you know, even his argument, like, oh, well, our daughter could be fine. But if the whole world goes to shit, excuse my language, you know, then the daughter's not going to have any kind of life, you know?
Because, you know, if you figure 300,000 people on average die every day and they're not dying, that's an extra million people every mm-hmm. 3 days, roughly.
Including the ones being born.
And then there's more people being born.
Yeah.
The way they figure it is, in 6 months, you know, there'll be no food left and we'll all be killing each other.
Oh, okay.
Right, because think about it.
If nobody dies. Oh, nobody's dying. Oh, congratulations.
But we'll run out of food, and I don't know. I mean, you'd just be starved. So, I mean, they don't know what would happen, but it's just kind of this crazy.
It's Torchwood.
Yeah.
It's Torchwood back. It's awesome.
The other thing that's been keeping me really busy is I'm working towards my master's, and I'm taking a class now, and this is the mother effer of all classes.
Damn.
It will end up being a 40-page paper.
Ooh, wow.
I've already written 20 pages of this sucker.
Okay, all right.
And it is, I had to do what they call a literature review. And basically I have to say, okay, like, the issue that I've decided to study in my topic is, like, reading comprehension in middle school students and vocabulary, that they have an underdeveloped vocabulary, and that's why they have a hard time with reading comprehension on their grade level.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? And so what I have to do is, and I have to start by making a survey of the entire body of work that's been done on this topic.
Oh, lovely.
And write summaries of all of these different studies that have happened, at least 15 different studies.
Oh, my God.
So basically,
God.
I had 9-10 pages of just writing about what other people have done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important. I have to know what exists.
You have to know where you stand.
Where, what's already come before I do what I'm going to do. But it was just kind of like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a researcher. I don't want to work at a university studying, you know, kids. I want to teach, and I want to teach other teachers. And I understand that we have to... You know, that we have to do what the research sort of tells us. Like, what people have proven works with kids is what we need to do with kids. I get that. But I don't want to be the one doing the research. And it's just, and they call it action research. There's no action. There's just sitting at the computer for 30 straight hours to knock something
That's
like this
out. That's what I gotta do.
So it's been driving me insane. Like, insane.
Short trip.
And I scheduled it so that I would be able to do it now, because I'm not working, because I have the month off. But I don't want to be doing it now. I want to be sitting at the pool. And
no,
I
want
to be
going to Man.
I want to be reading Game of Thrones. I don't want to be doing this crap right now. So I'd rather be doing it while I should be working than doing it when I could be having fun. Except that, you know, so I needed to schedule it for a time when I was working, but work wasn't busy. And that's what I needed to find, but I didn't do that. So I need to just suffer and suck it up and deal with it. And I understand that whatever, that I just need to get through this and get on to the next thing and I'll be fine. But it's just really, really bothering me. Let's end on a positive note.
Okay.
Roller derby's been doing good. Yay. We had a little scrimmage against the Cherry Blossom Bombshells, one of the DC home teams.
Yeah.
And we beat them like 60-20, and that was fun. And everybody, we didn't have that many people. We only had 8 people. So everybody had to take a turn jamming. So I had to jam. And I never jam. Mm-hmm. You know, jammers are the ones with the stars, and they have to go fast, like through the pack and get past everybody.
Yeah.
And it's tiring. It's really tiring. And I'm not in as good a shape as my teammates who do that as their role. I'm in, you know, my own shape. Anyway,
I'm in my shape.
If you're the first one out, you're lead jammer, and you can call it off anytime that you need. Unless you commit a penalty, a minor penalty on your way through the pack, then you can't. Then there's no lead jammer ever, and you have to go the entire 2 minutes. So I had to go the entire time
because you committed a penalty.
Because I committed the penalty, but I got out first, so there was no. If she had gotten out right behind me, she could have been the lead jammer, but she never got out of the pack. My teammates held her, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I scored 15 points on this jam, which is a lot, because my teammates just did a really good job of like holding her back, and I just kept going and going and going, and I'm like looking at the ref going, has it been 2 minutes left? I'm so tired. But it was like really, 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 really fun. So we're considering going to a structure where we'll have our A team and our B team, but then we'll also have home teams that'll play against each
other. We'll have a C team.
Yeah.
And we'll have teams that will compete against each other.
When the guys you want are not available, and then their substitutes aren't available, by God, we'll be there.
We're the C team.
No, the home teams will be mixed. Like, people from the All-Stars will be on the home teams. It'll just be, like, a different way to divide up the league, and we'll play against each other in, like, competitions, too. But anyway, but when we have home teams, they're going to be
much half of column A, half of column B.
Right.
They're going to be fun teams, so maybe I'll actually jam here and there. But as far as what's coming up for Roller Derby in August, we have something, I think, in Pennsylvania towards the end of August, the 20th, I think. And then October, we have something at home. So I can post some stuff up if anybody's interested in coming to see me play some Roller Derby. But, you know, it's pretty fun. And that has been my geeky week.
The?
Okay.
Because yes. Usually you say it.
I was ready to say it 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Look, it's just about 20 minutes. I get 20 minutes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You were saying?
Yes. First and foremost, maybe you can hear this.
This is a
family show, sir.
That is paper. Because I am doing my show notes on paper. Because my computer, if you remember the last show, which was happened to be 2 weeks ago, my laptop died.
Your laptop?
Yeah, my laptop shot itself. My laptop died.
Jerking around must have caused a flame out.
Wow. Yeah, it completely just died. And I took it to Best Buy to see if it could get fixed. And they said, sure, for $200.
Okay.
I said, yeah, for a 5-year-old laptop.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, as a matter of fact, today, less than, well, it was 2 hours when we started taping
this
thing. Less than 2 hours ago, I got a brand new laptop.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes, I've got an HP 17-inch, blah, blah, blah laptop. It's good.
HP.
Nice.
Where is it?
It's at home, charging up, and I still haven't put in all the, you know, the beginning.
We're going to have the HP circle.
Right? That's nice.
You know how you
You have to install all.
You gotta start. Install everything, and I haven't done that yet. I just opened it up, plugged it in, put the virus scanner, and that hasn't been completely finished by the time I left the house. But so yeah, didn't want to bring it over, so I went with the paper notes today.
Okay.
So yes, I have a brand new laptop that I will be debuting next show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in for that, kids.
Woo-hoo.
Next Wednesday.
Set your calendars.
Okay. Those people who have been following me on Facebook know that I recently changed my name.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yes. I went to a name that people who were trying to give me a job or may want to offer me a job won't look and find that other name. Yes. So I'm going to start up another Facebook account with my real name.
Don't you love the Gattaca aspect of this now, where we're gonna look up everything you do online, we're gonna look up your virtual identity. Go to hell,
go for it. And I will not be using my real name on that, so I will not be using my real name on the show anymore.
One that you picked,
now we're calling you Javier.
No, not Javier.
Okay.
I am
actually the Bruce Scholl. It's my mother's maiden name. Keep joking.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I didn't say
it's actually my mother's maiden name. So
more
I went with
more
that
people
one.
Are doing that, yeah. having multiple different identities. It's mm-hmm. just
welcome to my world, folks.
DID.
Yeah, but it's just, you know, I mean, my name is like, it's got my roller derby name and it's got Flintstress in it, and yeah, it's kind of it's a lot. It's a
it's
mouthful.
It's barely you,
right? But if somebody wanted to find me, like from my high school or something,
they're
or somebody that I work with,
they're
they have a hard time
that.
Finding it. Yeah. So
and what know, if
I've,
they found a friend?
I've thought about that. Yeah, well, that's the way people do find each other. You find people
the
through your friends,
and that's what I'm actually going to do. I'm actually going to sterilize that web that Facebook account completely.
Wow, so, get a shot, clean that right up.
Yeah, I'm going to sterilize that completely. So I'm not married to anybody. I don't have any kids, so they can't find me that
way. Now I understand.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody knows who it is.
Mow, mow.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's see. What else am I doing?
Don't know.
Let's see. Oh, L.A. Noir. I started playing that.
Good for you.
I borrowed from a friend of mine, and she will actually get it back, all three discs.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a great game.
Yes, it is. It's the biggest selling game in Japan right now.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I could see why. It is amazing.
It's unlike anything you've ever actually played before.
The only problem I have with this game is I really don't like to do that much driving.
You can let your partner drive.
I have tried to let him drive. I can't figure out how to do it.
Hold down the Y button.
Hold down the Y button. Mm-hmm. I usually just tap it. Okay, yeah. Hold it down. All right, no
There's,
problem.
You know, the ones where you
As you're
have
walking
to,
up to the car.
Yeah.
Where you have to chase the person down in the car you're going to have to drive then.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, hold the Y button down.
Oh, excellent.
Now, that's going to keep you from being able to do the random street crimes. But
really? Is that going to cause that?
Well, because like when he drives, the only thing you see, like when he's driving, you guys talk, and then it fades and you pull
you're
up
there.
And you're there.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
You know, if you just want to play,
I totally like doing the random street crimes, too.
Well, you know.
Hey, we got a car, we got a 415 in progress. Yeah, those were fun. And, those were always fun. It's like, hey, oh, well, I got shot again.
Now, all of the downloadable cases just happened. Reefer Madness hit.
Really?
Yeah, Reefer Madness. They have a case called Reefer Madness.
Those are free ones? You got to pay for those.
No, you got to pay for those.
I know one is free. One was free.
One came with the pre-orders.
Yeah, sometimes they will release ones after the fact. You know,
I don't know how much the Rockstar Pass is, if it's still the cheaper price or if it's more expensive, but you can go ahead and buy them all and get a discount for all the downloadable content stuff. But there's that. I have not played the Reefer Madness one yet. The Nicholson Electric case. Here's another problem with the game. I actually got stuck. I actually got my character stuck. I got my character stuck in a place where I couldn't get him to move back out.
Oh.
And it was sitting on top of the Spruce Goose.
Really?
One of my investigations sort of goes along, and we did end up going over to Howard Hughes's.
Wow!
Yeah, I haven't met Hughes yet. I think he's in the game, but I haven't met him. And
well, yeah,
I'm searching around.
You kind of see him at the beginning, the montage at the beginning.
There you go. Yes, yes. And there's a rumor that that all the downloadable content cases are now out. But there's this rumor going out that Rockstar said that some of the desks that you were supposed to work just got left out of the game entirely. Mm-hmm. So there might be some sort of expansion, a la. You know, Red Dead's zombie game.
Yeah.
That lets you do some of these other desks that got kind of left out of the game. Which, sure, bring it on because I love
this
damn game.
It is an excellent game. If you haven't played it yet and you like these type of deduction games,
if you
games,
really want to solve a mystery,
yes.
If you really
did get really hooked on that for a while.
As soon as I get a chance, I'm going to be right back into it. Yeah.
It is a very excellent, excellent game. Matter of fact, a couple nights ago, we went to Wine and Scrabble. It's a party that my friends put together, and it happens on like Tuesday nights. Yeah, Tuesday nights.
They should call it Rabble.
No.
Okay.
No, Wine and Scrabble, because you bring wine and you play games such
play
as
Scrabble.
Well, actually, very rarely.
Scrabble is in the title.
It's in the title. However, I also don't drink wine, so I can completely omit the Scrabble. Because I'm horrible at it.
Okay.
All right. So
I love Scrabble.
I hate Scrabble.
Scrabble's fun.
I'm dyslexic. Scrabble's just like, okay, aww. Letters.
I always forget.
Yeah, it's okay.
You want to play Win, Lose, or Draw?
Maybe.
Okay.
The game was Imagine If, where you had eight people on the board, you know, eight people that either playing the game at that time or that everybody knew.
Right.
So you move your token around the board. And you roll the dice, and it's like, okay, we're going to talk about
pop
this
music.
Person.
Okay.
All right. And then you pick the next card. And it says, imagine if blank, the person's name, were a type of car. What type of car would he be? And then you have six choices.
Okay.
Okay. And it's like a station wagon, a Ferrari, you know, Volkswagen Beetle, whatever it happens to be. And everybody secretly chooses the number that corresponds with that choice.
Right.
And then they all go, 1, 2, 3, boom, show the card. Now, it doesn't matter if that's the right answer or not, but it's the most popular answer
Ooh.
Moves forward.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
And the person, if they were talking about you, and you guessed yourself correctly, you go two spaces.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, it's a fun game.
That does sound fun.
It's a trip. It's a nice fun party game because we had I think we had like 7 or 8 people playing.
Yeah.
And then we had 18 people watching us play this game.
Cool.
So
good way to do it.
And it was fun. It was fun times. Let's see what else we got. Talk about that. Futurama. We've talked about that.
Right.
Trying to get in touch with the people at Dragon Con about our show there. I have not gotten in touch with Swoopy about anything. I've sent her emails. She's not sent me anything back
no,
yet.
No one's paying attention to us anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But
having fun doing the show.
They haven't updated anything.
Wow.
As far as that is concerned. Now, you can go to the website right now for Dragon Con, and it's still last year's info. You go to the Dragon Con, the Dragon podcast.
Let's start a rumor that they're not having
Dragon Con. Oh, yes, Dragon Con's been
canceled. Justin Hartley's not going to be there, so F it.
You wouldn't be able to talk if he was there anyway, so.
I'd find a way.
That's not what you told me.
Yeah. I have the Dragon Con, the Dragon Pod website.
Yeah.
Has not been updated since Dragon Con. It's. I'm like, what's going on?
They were abducted by aliens.
Yes, that will go with that one. Alphas, have you seen this yet?
No.
This is a brand new show that came out on Monday, I believe.
Oh, the sci-fi version of X-Men?
Sort of.
Okay.
Sort of. They all have supposedly mental abilities.
Uh-huh.
People who can, I think there's like, they've got like 5 people originally.
What?
One person who can see the entire electromagnetic spectrum and can, you know, watch television wherever. He's a little weird. One person can...
I can watch television wherever on my phone.
Well, no. I just, you know, in midair. He's the only one watching it.
God, I would love to have that superpower. Love TV.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want his the way he deals with it. Because he's special.
Okay.
Let's see. One can get super strength by setting off his it's the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight response.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He can psych himself up so he can move things and stuff. There's a couple other people. It's a good show. It's interesting. At the end of the first episode, they kind of give you a little bit of a twist, and the bad guy looks at him and goes, "You're on the wrong side."
Ooh.
So, It looks interesting. It looks pretty well done. Falling Skies been catching up on catching with that.
We're behind. No spoilers.
Not a problem. No spoilers. But this is still a good episode. You get a little more action with this one.
Okay,
just a little bit more.
Okay.
Big Brother started back up again. I like the show just because I've watched it so long.
I watched the first season I did with most of these reality shows and went okay.
I know. And this is. This seems like it's going to be kind of a weak season, but I'll watch it until I get completely bored.
Do you watch like the webcast stuff when it's not on?
No.
So you missed the whole drama with the one asshole guy and his anti-gay comments?
Okay. Yeah, completely missed that.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk about Harry Potter. Dude didn't know about Dumbledore and said he shouldn't be teaching kids then. So it's like, okay.
Whatever.
Okay, dude.
101 Ways to Leave a Game Show. It's great. It's a fun time. Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan was on television. I recorded
awesome.
It. I have not shown it to my kids. I'm looking forward to that.
You know, it's not really gone as long as we find a way to remember it.
Yes.
Yes. Don't get me to break your brain there. Wow, sorry, dude.
Let's see. Last thing's been Fallout. Had a rain night where it rained inside the club. Good time. People splashing around. So other than that, dealing with my daughter buying her new car.
Yes.
Working out and getting a little bit of food poisoning. That's pretty much been my geeky week.
Good times. Well, let's see. We also watched some MSTs because, well, those are just too fun. Especially when you watch Warrior of the Lost World, which is one of these post-apocalyptic movies.
Yeah.
That has this guy on his super computerized motorcycle driving past all these lush green trees in the post-apocalyptic.
Okay.
He's the guy from 30-something who's in it. It's also worth noting that Persis Kambata is also in it. That's the bald chick from Star Trek, the motion picture.
Oh!
That's the other movie she did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did she have hair in this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's not a good movie, oddly enough. Mm-hmm. And learned afterwards that Netflix also has the original non-MST Warrior of the Lost World available for your entire viewing pleasure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a crappy movie. Also, then, The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies.
Because is that the name of the title?
That's the name
that
of the movie.
The name of the title.
Wow.
It was the first movie, monster movie musical. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Dun, 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 dun. So we're flipping them, like, hey guys, here's our MST choices. And you know, you see that title and you just see that title, you're like, you know what, I want to see that movie.
You have to, yeah.
And I can't blame them, because when I heard about that title, I wanted to see that movie. And you see that movie, you really don't want to see it. And so I was like, well, you know what, by God, let's pull out the old VHS copy, because I have It Came From Hollywood that we watched with the kids, that came out in the very early 80s, which was based on the book The Golden Turkey Awards by the Medved brothers, which is the book that, you know, proclaimed Ed Wood the worst director of all time and relaunched his career after he was dead, unfortunately.
Hey, well, you know.
But it's just a bunch of clips from movies that Hollywood has brought us that you just won't believe actually existed. And it's
You won't believe it.
It's very odd, because it's got hosted segments with Gilda Radner, John Candy, Dan Aykroyd, and Cheech and Chong. So whoever was on the lot that day, they're like, hey guys, we're going to film this movie. Who's around? Let's get those guys.
Because they Cheech seem and to Chong, just really be lovers of movies.
Cheech and Chong are driving the Nice Dreams little ice cream truck. Yeah. So it was around that same time. Now, Gilda Radner, Cheech and Chong really do appreciate the movies. John Candy and Dan Aykroyd make fun of them in a little more of a mean-spirited way. But there's clips from things like, well, Gilda Radner does the movie musical segment. And you see this clip from an Al Jolson movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in which he goes to heaven in his blackface and is in black heaven.
With the little kids in blackface.
With the little kids in blackface.
Oh, wow.
And he sees Uncle Tom, and he's so glad he made it with his cabin, don't you know? And I kid you not, there is a big watermelon that opens up into slices
sections.
And people come dancing out.
It was the single most racist thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The kids and I were looking at this, and because none of us, well, I maybe had seen it.
You saw it long time ago.
I'd forgotten about it.
Long time ago.
We're all just looking like, no, they didn't.
Now, the clip itself, it's from a movie that you just can't find anywhere anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the name of it.
No kidding.
I'm trying to remember the name of it, and I can't. But it's about Al Jolson had a bar, and it was a bunch of musical numbers. Now, oddly enough, in this same film, there's a little moment where this couple's dancing, and this guy, attractive guy, comes walking up and asks if he can cut in, and so, well, certainly, and then this guy starts dancing with the other guy.
Yeah.
That almost got this movie completely buried, never to be seen, but 12 minutes
oh my God.
Of Minstrel Heaven was completely cool back in the day. It's just...
wow.
So when I saw this, was like, I was summer after the sixth grade, and the movie channel showed it like 100 times, and I watched it. It was my purpose in life after that to try to find as many of these movies as I could and watch them because, yeah. So moving on to some fun stuff, Astro Boy, the CGI Astro Boy.
Oh, that was on my list. I couldn't remember if we had seen that before or
you know,
after.
I enjoyed Astro Boy.
It was a cute little
that
movie.
Was a good time. That's a fun time.
I have machine guns in my butt.
Yes, it's true. He does. And it's a funny line. If you look at all the really crappy kids' movies that come out, this was just a fun little time. It's nothing spectacular or special. I'm not the biggest Astro Boy fan. I've seen episodes. Obviously, I know of Astro Boy.
Yeah.
But this was a good time. I enjoyed it. It was a fun little adventure, and it was quite moving in places. Sniff, sniff. Rewatched the movie Ed Wood since we were going back having all this fun. And you might as well. God, remember when Tim Burton made good movies? Remember when Johnny Depp took chances?
Yes.
Ah. Good times. Good times. That's always fun visiting because, you know, Martin Landau won his Oscar. A lot of that is true. Some of it is total BS. It's based on the book Nightmare of Ecstasy, that tells the complete life story of Ed Wood, which this only tells that little shiny moment. They even give it the happy ending where it ends on sort of a positive note for him because maybe the movie's going to do well. We know it doesn't. And they say in a text crawl what happened, that he ended up writing. Basically, he wrote porns and nudie monster movie thing.
Yeah.
Poor guy. And 2 years later, after he died, is when he became famous again. So, of course, been playing a bunch of video games, including Dead Rising 2 Electric Boogaloo, because, the youngest, his character's completely maxed out, so when I play online the story mode with him, I just do so well, because he can kill anything, which helps me out quite a bit. Perfect Dark Zero, which was a launch title for the Xbox 360, which was a prequel to the classic Nintendo 64 game Perfect Dark.
Okay.
Which you can pick up used at Best Buy now for $5.
$5?
For $5 if you like the first Perfect Dark, I say it's a good time. My oldest son bit pissed off about it because he thinks it's too anime looking and the colors are too bright, but it's a Perfect Dark game in my opinion. So I like it.
But you still get a laptop gun.
You still get a laptop gun, stuff like that. So it's good, stuff. It's weird though, because at the very end, when I beat the game, that was the first achievement I got. Can you think nowadays?
Wow.
No, I mean, yeah, wow.
You get an achievement for turning on the game.
Basically, they were quite a bit more stingy with it back in the day. Child of Eden.
Well, back then, the achievements were supposed to be the money.
Well, kind of. Child of Eden. This is a Kinect game. You can play it regular controller, but I do not recommend it. The guy who made Rez and other fantastically weird, trippy-looking, odd shooters. This is an on-rails shooter.
It feels like Darren Aronofsky.
You know, I don't recommend, and I don't endorse or whatever, but this game, if you want to trip balls and watch something, you should do it with this game because,
shrooms, hash, LSD, if that's your thing.
Because you're basically inside of a cyberspace trying to reawaken the spirit of someone that's been placed in it hundreds of years ago. It doesn't matter the plot.
Yeah.
You like shoot certain things with your right hand, you shoot certain things with your left hand, and there's all these colors. The colors, man, the colors.
Don't take the brown acid.
The left hand is like a continuous shooting. It's like rapid fire as you go along. The right is like you lock onto it and like just do a little flick motion like that to shoot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, both hands, of course, have like a smart bomb.
You
got
to at least see it maybe before you go.
You do.
It's awesome.
It's trippy. It's weird. It's crazy.
It looks like
you should.
Cool.
Like right now, I think if you go online to like Amazon and GameStop, you can pick it up for like $30.
Yeah, but I don't have a Kinect.
Sure. Well, you can also play with a controller.
No.
Well, you should see it.
You should. It's pretty goddamn good. It really is. Beyond Good and Evil. I've played this. My son has this for downloaded it for PlayStation 3. It's on the arcade for Xbox as well. This was the forgotten GameCube title back when GameCube was starting to be on the decline because everyone had decided, no, we're not doing this one.
Yeah.
This is one of those games that came out that's actually really freaking good that nobody ever played.
Oh.
And so they've given it the high def polish. It looks, you know, looks prettier now and stuff, but quite a fun action adventure. RPG elements. It's sort of a Zelda game set in a weird sort of, I don't want to say steampunkish future because that's not quite right, but it's a damn fine time. It's a damn fine time indeed. Let's see. Dungeon Siege 3. Played this. Are you familiar with the Dungeon Siege series?
It sounds familiar.
It's kind of Gauntlet, but more RPG-esque style with different quests and stuff you can go on.
All right.
The big thing that they're saying about this, that they're big trumpeting, is look, the return of couch co-op mode. Because it's a four-player game, and you and a buddy can sit down together and co-op play. You and one buddy, because only two people can play, even though it's a top-down gauntlet style.
Yeah.
It's never split screen.
Yeah.
Two people can play co-op at home. If you want four people, three people, you got to go online to play. I do not understand that in the slightest.
Who knows?
But it's a fun little time. Lego Rock Band. That was my next game that came in from Gamefly, even though it was not anywhere near next on my list.
There is nothing quite like watching a Lego character sing Me and My Baby in a 69.
Yep. Summer of 69.
I was laughing.
You know, that's not actually the lyric, right?
In her mind, it's really cool. Damn funnier that
being
way.
Lego Rock Band.
That's what it sounded like to me. What is the lyric?
I'm not telling you. When it's coming down the rail, you know, the notes, they're little Lego bricks.
I've seen that part.
Which... It's cool. And what's interesting is, like, there's these rock power challenges. Occasionally you have to do something, and everyone who's playing gets a section of the game, and it's like, okay, it's your turn. And the better you do with this, the better that happens. For instance, the very first one you do, these guys are trying to knock down a building, and they try explosives, and none of these things work. So we rock and knock the building down.
Okay.
So
kind of cheesy, but that's a kid's.
Yes.
Now, it's Lego.
Here's something that is odd. It will play your downloadable songs, but not all of them.
Okay.
It will play songs from Rock Band 1, but not all of them. It will not play anything from Rock Band 2. It came out after Rock Band 2, and I don't understand that. Wanting to be sort of a kids-friendly game, they don't, you know. It's weird to be able to play an Iggy Pop song, but it's an Iggy Pop song that's okay, that's all right for people.
Yeah.
It's odd that Queen is sort of the game that the whole storyline is kind of built around.
Yeah.
Okay. Korn is in it. Doing a cover of Word Up, which I don't know how I ever missed that.
I love that song.
I don't know how I ever missed that.
Oh, that version's great.
Because that was fun time. And here's another odd one. Dex saw us playing. It was like, hey, you need a guitar player? I'm like, sure. There is no online in this game.
Oh.
There is no online in this game
really?
At all. Yep. Does not exist.
Oh.
Does not exist.
They're probably trying to keep it kid-friendly.
If you buy the game new, there's a little code that comes with it where you can transfer all the games from it to Rock Band 2, so you could play them online with other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think new on Amazon, you can get the game somewhere between $6 and $12. So it's been out for a couple of years, so there's that. Very quickly, the Resident Evil 3D game. None of us, we do not have that. My kids have, you know, they do have a 3DS. Did not get that because that's the one where you can't ever play a new game because you can't delete your save file.
What?
Yeah. When you play this game, boom. If you want to go back and start it over, there's no starting it over. There's no way to undo your save file.
Oh,
so
my God.
So if you completely beat it.
Yeah.
And, well, like, some places, some stores don't won't even take them as trade-ins, which is why people are like, oh, I see what you did there, Capcom. I see. Capcom says it has nothing to do with preventing, you know, used game sales. Sure, it doesn't.
Sure.
They also have promised they're not going to do it again because there's been this big outcry, because I know quite a few people, kids included, who don't want it because of that reason, because why do you want, if you know how you get lend a game to your friend and they play it? Right. So if I lend the game to you and I've beaten it, everything's unlocked. There's nothing, you know, you can start on the first level, but with all the weapons, all the crazy weapons, and so there's
garbage.
No challenge. Exactly. That's crap. And speaking of crap.
Crap!
Oh, Hollywood, you damn ad executive people. If you've been following us, you know, if over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com or on Facebook, whatever, you saw us talking about this, digital ads inserted into reruns of your shows.
I saw something about this.
So an episode of How I Met Your Mother from 2007 had a scene that someone's caught a screen capture of that has somebody sitting in behind them. It's like a little DVD case thing or whatever. And the very first DVD that you can sort of see is Zookeeper, the new Kevin James movie.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're going to go back into all your reruns and start putting ads into them.
It's bad enough to put them in, you know, as blatantly as they do now. If Fringe does something like this, I mean, we may have to stop. I mean, Fringe already is the worst for product placement.
It really
ever.
Is. But don't go back into my... Don't do this. Don't do this. Because why now? What incentive do I have to watch your reruns anymore?
Yes.
Why do I not want to go... Why do I not want to go and pirate everything if you're going to do stupid shit like this?
Yeah, because I would love to go back and watch... All in the Family with the DVD case in the background now.
Oh my God, that would be
anachronistic.
That'd be something special.
That's also, one of my favorite words.
And lastly, here revisiting some films. The oldest son wanted to see, so we went back and revisited a bit of Hellraiser, the Clive Barker Hellraiser. Hellraiser is a fantastically, weirdly effed up movie that Clive Barker both wrote and directed. Not a lot of people remember that he directed that. And, yeah, Pinhead is featured prominently on the box, and Pinhead is in the movie maybe 5 minutes. That's what people forget.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 5 minutes. He's the icon. He's the face of the franchise.
Yes.
He's barely in the first one. That's not really what it's about. Hellraiser 2, Hellbound, which I happen to think is a tremendous sequel. It opens up that world in a way that's just amazing. It's still close to the source material. Pinhead's in it for maybe 8, maybe 9 minutes.
Wow.
Because it's not really what it's about. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, which was made 4 years after Hellraiser 2, was the first non-UK version of Hellraiser. It's an American movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. Because it's cleaner, it's prettier, there's a soundtrack. Well, you know, Motorhead and folks.
Yeah.
Motorhead even did a song called Hellraiser, which is the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And oddly, Clive Barker directed the video, which was better. It's not nearly as disturbing. This is the one where Pinhead finally gets to become Freddy, where, you know, it's really all about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got teenagers to kill and wisecracks to make. It's just such a lesser movie by comparison. Now, speaking of Netflix and the fact that they're raising their prices in September for all of us, and if you're a new subscriber, they're already going to charge you more because they're splitting it up. You can get DVDs only and keep it cheap. You can get streaming only and keep it cheap. But if you want a DVD and streaming... It's almost doubled.
$17.
Yeah, it's like doubled in price.
Yeah, almost.
So we're going to have to determine if we still want to have DVDs or not.
Yeah.
But for instance, Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2 on Netflix are DVD only.
Mm-hmm.
3 through 9 or whatever it is are all streaming. All the crappy ones.
Yes, exactly.
All the crappy ones are streamable.
If I'm going to buy just the streaming only, they better put every flipping title on streaming.
That's what I'm saying. If you've got a DVD copy of it, by God, it better be streaming. But the rights difference is not my problem.
If I'm paying you more just for this, the free stuff that you were giving me before earlier, if I have to pay for that now, guess what?
Now, Netflix hasn't released, they've only talked about the DVD. I don't know, because they already were charging more if you rented Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's $2 more.
Whoa. How much more is it still going to be?
It'll
just
still
the
be $2
more?
It'll probably still be just $2 more.
We will see. So anyway, sorry it took so damn long, but you know, when we're gone for 2 weeks, that'll happen. But that's what's been going on.
From Alderaan to Krypton, from Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor, from their lips to your basement, I mean to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
So I don't know if you'll hear this in time to be able to do anything about it. We've been talking about it, and well, obviously maybe some of us will remember to put a note up on the Facebook page. But tomorrow night we're going to go see Harry Potter. Woohoo! Midnight showing, baby.
Okay.
You did remember
this. Are you going?
I'm not going.
Oh, okay. Well,
am I going?
Bruce is not going to go. He probably didn't remember to buy a ticket anyway, and it would be sold out. But we're going to be there for the midnight showing. So if you're listening to this on Friday, oops, shucky dang darn. Sorry about that. So put this on your calendar. Wednesday, August 17th, we're going to Virginia Center Commons in basically Richmond, Virginia.
Glen Allen, Virginia.
To watch Riff Tracks Live, Jack and the Giant Killer. The next Riff Tracks Live event is Wednesday, August 17th at 8 o'clock. Yeah, put that in your computer.
Smurf, I got a phone.
Oh, well, that'll work, too.
Yeah.
So, that's what's going on there.
Calculator. Calendar.
Calculon. Take
Calculon. No.
So.
Calendar. Thank
Looks
you.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
We do. We have one piece of voicemail, and then I'm going to sum up all of the emails because they were all about one thing in particular, and I am an idiot, and that's part of what I left out of my geeky week. So, here's the doctor.
Hey, guys. It's Doctor calling in. Got a couple things I want to mention. First off, I want to thank you for mentioning Weird Al's new CD.
You're
after
welcome.
Your last show, I went and ordered it off of the iTunes store, and I've been loving it. The song about Charles Nelson Reilly is hilarious.
Yeah.
You guys are going to scoff at me, but I used to watch the reruns of Match Game.
That's not scoff. What are you talking about?
His personality. Second thing, I already talked to Billy Flynn a little bit about this, but for anybody out there who loves a good B-movie type of game, EDF Insect Armageddon is an awesome buy. It's only $40, and it is incredibly fun. I'm about to go home and play some more of it myself right now. Third and last thing, Torchwood, Miracle Day, freaking rock. I loved seeing everybody back. Well, not everybody, but Jack and Gwen. It was awesome to have Torchwood back.
Everyone back that
so
could
everybody,
be.
Take care. Hope you have a great show. Bye.
Okay.
If only it were Miracle Day on the day that everyone...
Oh, I know,
Owen,
right?
And everybody died.
Children of Earth's Miracle Day. So Weird Al. So, you know, we're driving back. We picked up the kids, and we're coming back up for them to stay for a while, for a summer, which is good times. And we get into a discussion of Filk somehow. I don't remember how we talk about Filk.
Yes.
And trying to explain it, I'm like, oh, well, duh. You know, like the Fump. Let's listen to a bunch of stuff from the Fump, the Funny Music Project, which of course everyone knows about. And if you don't, you need to go over to thefump.com.
Or it just is Google it.
Yeah, Fump. It's easy. FUMP. Funny Music Project. Devo Spice. You got
Rob Balder.
Yeah.
Good times. Anyway, because I was telling them that, you know, Weird Al, you love Weird Al. Well, you know, there's this whole genre Filk sort of.
Very similar to it, yes.
So, duh, I'm an idiot. One of the songs that came out in June that I have that I love is If I Could Be Weird Al, a riff on I Want to Be a Billionaire, I Want to Be Weird Al.
Yeah.
How the hell I did not include this in the Weird Al episode? I had, 18 emails going, hey, you know something you forgot? I can't believe you forgot. And I'm like, I know, I'm an idiot because I played it for them and everything. I didn't even think about it. Didn't even think about it in relation to the show. Now, as far as the Match Game, dude, no one's going to scoff at you. The Match Game is awesome. Gene Rayburn is the best game show host ever.
Back in his day, when he was on his game, he was the best.
And that's a fantastic show, Match Game PN, where they even got even more saucier.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with watching the reruns of that, even if some of us did watch the show originally. but we don't want to talk about
Match
that.
Match Game 78.
Charles Nelson Reilly is awesome and is in one of the best episodes of the X-Files that you'll ever see.
Oh, I missed that one. Shoot.
Jose Chung's It Came From Outer Space. Charles Nelson Reilly plays a reporter.
Yes.
And he's writing a book.
Does he
about
still have the ascot?
No, he did not.
Damn!
But he's writing a book about an X-Files case. So in a Rashomon sort of style, we get to see the episode from the points of view of all the people he interviews. It's fantastic. It's completely an X-Files episode. It's crazy funny and a little creepy in places. And there's this one cop who, Charles Nelson Reilly, when he's writing it, he bleeps the guy. Mm-hmm. So when the guy's talking, he's like, what the bleep is this guy? And he literally says bleep when you're watching it. And it's just a ridiculously crazy, funny episode that looks at perspective and also features Jesse the Body Ventura and another guest that I won't give away because it is crazy important to the plot of the show. So, yeah, good times there indeed. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
206-3FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, they can send it to where?
206-3FUN-HECK.
One more time, because they've missed it.
206-3FUN-HECK.
You don't look good.
I don't?
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
It's the GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. A lot of these diet pills and stuff that you see, these diet teas, they have a chemical or they have a process called thermogenics. Have
okay.
you heard about this?
No.
Have you heard about this, Flintress? Thermogenics?
Heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thermo heat. I'm using my more female. Wow.
I'm asking if you've heard about this, not what it is.
Not specifically, no.
Okay. A lot of these pills and teas will have something they call thermogenics. Thermogenics literally means it increases your body heat.
Okay.
Because when your body heat increases, you burn more calories.
Right.
Now, here's the problem.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
What problem? There couldn't be any problem.
Yeah, there couldn't be any problem when you go outside and it's 90-some-odd degrees and you're taking thermogenics. Oh, yes. Yes, there can be a problem.
I'll just pant like a dog. What?
Yes, you'll pant like a dog when you're face down on the concrete because you're on heat stroke. Because your body cannot process all the heat that your body is just generating from just taking these pills.
It won't blow my brain, will it?
Actually...
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So I can walk around and start talking weird?
Matt Damon.
Somebody who has actually had heat stroke before.
Yes.
It is not fun.
I would imagine not.
Yes. When your body temperature, heat stroke, if, for those of you who don't know, that's when your body temperature gets above 100, and I think it's 104. Your body stops sweating. You literally just can't do it anymore. Your body just stops sweating. Your blood temperature just goes up, and you literally start cooking your own brain.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
thermogenics can do this if you work out in hot weather environments. So thermogenics are literally – all they do is they make you sweat. They increase your body temperature.
Going to make you sweat till you bleed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Less like concussion. You know,
oh, that's true.
But yeah. Conk. Oh, now I'm bleeding.
Ah.
So thermogenics, it's a waste of money. Really, do not take anything that has thermogenics because they're not safe. They are really, yeah, just stay away from them completely. And definitely don't work out with these things if you're going to be outside. God forbid you're going to be taking a trip to the ER with an ice bath. So stay away, please.
It's just that simple. See all kinds of helpful, fun information you can get just by dropping by the forums at geekradiodaily.com, where there's an entire Fit Club section right there where we'll answer all these questions. We'll talk about stuff. Some of us, once we get off our lazy ass and start working out again, I won't name names, but I am pointing at myself right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. And yeah, come on by. It'll be a damned, damned fine time. Now, in a moment, we're going to have a main topic that, well...
nobody told us about.
No, you don't need to know. You don't need to know that at all. So we'll be right back, and you want to be here for it. I promise you.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK...
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Winger in here. That's a load-bearing winger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
But we had such hope for the character. Thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric. He's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around. We've riled him up.
Do we need all these singing-type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScaro.com. Hooray!
I'm Casey Biggs, Damar on Deep Space Nine, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I wanna be Al Yankovic, so freaking bad. With white and nerdy fans I've never had. Like Oprah, I would start my own Al magazine. With Bundy, Sharpton, Kida, Gore, and Green. Oh, every time I hear a song, my brain regurgitates it wrong. Yeah. So all the words I sing along are abnormal.
My Belvedere cruiser, rockin' poker medleys of John Philip Sousa.
I did, I'm a celebrity, losing on Jeopardy with shirts like Nick Nolte and hair that's Def Leppard.
I pimped the grapefruit diet, go on eBay to buy it. I know Jerry Springer, but in France I'm a riot.
I love Rocky Rota, get kinky with Yoda. Got a boogie like the biggest ball of Spam in Minnesota.
I make my roaches wear slippers, fall in love with the skipper, or an anorexic codependent bingo addict stripper.
I hear I want a new duck that will teach him to swim. I guess it really must suck to be a rock star like him.
I never think a song is done.
Toast done, toast done.
Until you at a party,
cause I perform this way, baby.
I pray for one more naked gun.
You know, Jay.
Till
yeah.
then
yeah.
I
yeah.
shall sing about my root canal.
Drill me.
When I become Weird Al.
So welcome back. That is, of course, what I forgot to put in the last episode, which, yes, thefump.com, the fantastic, funny music project, which has new songs repeatedly, weekly, daily. Well, not daily, but all
weekly.
The flipping time. All the flipping time. They're cool. They're fantastic. They're great. That one is available. You can go and buy it for, like, it's a buck, okay? It's 99 cents.
It's a buck.
You got to have that. Of course, check out the Funny Music Podcast, Devo Spice, Luke Ski. They're bringing that to you. They're talking about all these fun, fantastic people. And I'm trying to remember who it was that actually sang that. Robert Lund, I know, does the vocals, but I can't remember the name of the actual group, blah, 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 blah. It was submitted for the Weird Al tribute album, but got there too late to be on it.
Oh.
Damn. So that's that. So tonight's topic, because part of also of what I did was watched a couple of episodes of The Ricky Gervais Show, the fantastic HBO series, which is an animated half-hour version of his podcast that he does with Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington. And one of the things they did very recently, I was like, okay, well, fine. Since we have no idea what's going on for a topic, here we go. James Lipton from Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yes, I know him.
Is famous for a few things. One, for salivating over celebrities.
Yes.
And quasi-celebrities, if you will. And asking the same 10 questions to everyone he interviews.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Here
Tonight,
we go. Yes!
I'm going to ask you the James Lipton 10 questions.
Excellent.
Excellent. So for question one, who would like to go first?
Good. I'll go first.
Okay.
The Bruce.
What
you.
Is your favorite word?
Frack.
Frack. Outstanding. What is your favorite word?
I love lots of words.
I know you do. But you can only pick one.
Come on.
And, you know.
Hurry up.
It sounds weird when you don't say anything on a
yep.
podcast.
Damn it.
That's it.
Damn it. There it is. what is your least favorite word?
Clothes.
I'm sure there's an interesting story behind
yes.
that, but we must move on. What is your least favorite word?
It's a curse word. It's a bad word.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the C word. I don't like the C word.
Clothes.
Cosmopolitan? Communist?
No, the derogatory term for female genitalia.
I'm with you. Yes. Okay. Oh, should I be answering these two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, favorite word. Smeg? I say smeg a lot.
Yeah.
Least favorite word? Cromulent. Because people use that in a way that they should not.
Okay.
I do say awesome a lot.
Okay.
That's my favorite word is awesome.
So now, number three, you get to start. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? If you could think of all the people James Lipton's ever talked to.
Yes.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
They all get to answer. A good sense of humor.
Okay.
Good
okay.
sense of humor.
Bruce, don't say a pulse.
What turns me on emotionally?
Creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Inspiration.
Inspiration turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm inspired.
When you're inspired. Okay.
Inspiration. When I'm inspired.
Well, I'm going to have to stop inspiring you then. A sense of humor. I guess if you want to call it that, but I guess just the ability to be able to... I like being able to like riff and improv with somebody, if you know what I mean.
You know
the situations, especially at conventions, you get to do that where you just create a scenario.
You just start rolling.
People mm-hmm. that can roll in that with you, that's really cool. That's really cool stuff. So what turns you off creatively, spiritually, or emotionally? Ooh, she's thinking about it. Well, I can tell you mine.
No, I was going to say closed-mindedness. When people are like absolutely sure that that's exactly the way that everything is and that nothing you could possibly say could convince them that they could even fathomly be wrong and they're just, you know, this is the only way that anything could ever possibly be. Like that kind of closed-mindedness I don't like.
Okay, that's cool.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go the same thing. That's exactly what I would say.
I'm going to go with auto-tuning.
Auto-tuning.
There's nothing creative about auto-tuning.
No, and that's for people who can't sing.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And if you can't sing and you need a little bit of help, okay, well, whatever. But if I can tell that you're auto-tuning, you've done too much and you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Paris Hilton.
In the heyday of the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Was famous for saying that record producers wanted him to make an album. He's, you know, from the Cosby Show, let's make an album. He's like, I can't sing. They're like, no, come on. And the computers at the time could not correct him. Now they could because of auto-tuning. Yeah. He'd be able
wow.
to. But good for you, sir, for having the good sense to step away from that. So I appreciate that. What sound or noise do you love?
Ooh. Got it. It's easy.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be dirty.
Okay, then. Don't make me fire you again, Bruce.
Wait a minute. You have to pay me a salary to fire me.
That's true.
Damn it.
Remind me to tell you a story when we get off the air.
Okay.
What sound?
Or noise do you love? Because think about that. There's all kinds of sounds. You're probably not, you know. Because I
cha-ching.
I would say steel drums. You can't hear steel drums and not smile and be happy and start thinking of, you know, sun, the beach, the sand.
Yeah.
Steel drums rock. I like steel drums.
That's true. Me. That is a really good one.
Thank you. You can steal my answer. You can say you're not creative enough to think of one. That's fine. That's totally fine.
You know what? I love the sound that the doors make in Star Trek.
Whoosh. Nice. Whoosh.
It's just one of the geekiest sounds. Or the sound, or like the TARDIS. You know, I mean, like I love sci-fi sounds.
Nice. There you go. So what sound or noise do you hate? Ooh.
Children singing badly.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm sorry. You could have stopped after the second word.
Yeah. Oh. No. No, but actually, honestly, children singing poorly.
You know, the little...
is just amazingly... God, just want to start... I want to grab a gun.
You know the sports bar place over here, Wednesday night,
yes,
is karaoke night.
Yes.
They also have a kids karaoke
night. I know,
night.
And I am nowhere near that.
I don't know why they would advertise that, because why the hell would I come
exactly.
to your establishment
right.
if there's a kids karaoke night?
Children singing poorly.
Lola, I know that you think your child's talented. I know
nobody
that
else
you
does.
Think that.
Nobody else does.
But your child is not talented. Rebecca Black is... Okay, no, moving on.
Your sound.
Ooh.
Oh, that I hate... would probably be the sound of like sandpaper, that sandpaper, that gritty.
Yeah, you can't stand that.
Oh yeah, that doesn't bother me. I'm used to hearing it, so
still it's a texture thing. I don't like the texture of sandpaper, and this is going to sound weird, but if I hear it,
mm-hmm.
then I can feel it, and
yes,
and I can taste it, and I know
yes.
that sounds dumb, but
I know. Oh, I know. All the senses are hooked in like that. Nails being filed, I can't stand that either.
Well, see, that's what's weird. The nail file itself,
mm-hmm.
I can't touch.
Yeah,
I need a nail file that has a handle because I can't.
I know
touch
exactly.
A nail
same
file.
Thing.
It's
same
too,
thing. Yeah,
it's too close to sandpaper.
All right, my sound
close.
That I hate is flies buzzing when they're like when they kind of like buzz right by you or like near your ear. Yeah.
You should see her now. She's like,
don't like that. Don't like that.
All right, go ahead.
What no, I'm sorry. I'm skipping one. What is your favorite curse word?
Frack.
And now we've come full circle. Because I'm going to...
I love cursing just in general.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Hmm. It would either be shitty balls or...
You're welcome for that one, by the way.
Yeah, or... fucking A, that's a good one.
Wow, have. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we won't be bleeping that tonight.
Oh, no. You asked.
I did. Generally, if I go with one, you'll hear me say smeggin' hell a lot. So, so thank you for that, Red Dwarf. I do appreciate that. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt if you had to give up the magical world of acting?
Okay. It would be one of two. It would be either a voiceover actor.
Okay.
Or a psychologist.
Okay. All right.
I always wanted to be one of the, not just any marine biologist, but I wanted to be one of the marine biologists at SeaWorld. I wanted to do the dolphin trail.
You wouldn't be scared of the Jaws 3D
nope.
aspect of it? Well, nice, nice. Obviously, the easy answer for me is astronaut.
Yeah, because everybody knows that one.
Everybody mm-hmm. knows that yeah. one. So since I cannot do that one, I would have to go with lawyer. Because, well,
wow.
we might as well go with my other good talent, which is arguing. So why not? What profession would you not like to do? What?
My first one was classroom teacher.
Amazing, but so is mine.
Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I could never work at a mental hospital. Absolutely not. In any way, shape, or form, nothing to do with the mental hospital.
Okay. You still sticking with the classroom teacher?
You know what? Yeah. Elementary school classroom teacher.
But you get to finger paint.
Not in elementary school, you don't anymore.
No.
There's SOLs.
Yeah.
There's standards for finger painting? That doesn't make any sense.
Reading and math.
Yeah, you don't have time for that stuff anymore.
No more time for that.
Yeah.
What the hell is kindergarten now? Is there still nap time?
Yes. Well, kindergarten doesn't have SOLs.
Kindergarten, yes, but not elementary school.
Oh, didn't you say kindergarten?
Oh, I said elementary school.
Oh, I'm sorry. You did say elementary school. That's okay. I don't know why I went immediately to kindergarten with that.
What's where it starts with?
Probably slaughterhouse worker.
Somehow that wouldn't bother me as much.
See, I would much rather deal with kids. I'd much rather go back to fast food because at least there, it's already been processed.
Yeah, it doesn't look like food anymore.
Yeah, I would not like to do that. And number 10, can you believe we've arrived at number 10 already?
Okay, go ahead.
Of the James Lipton 10, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The orgy's over there. You're welcome. Go for it.
Wow. Who didn't see that
That's
one
the
coming?
The birth at geekradiodaily.com.
Hey, if you know me, you want me to answer these honestly? The orgy's over there. You're welcome. Go for it.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
That would be God's reply? I have no idea. No. So, yeah, what would you like to hear God say to you?
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
No, I'm just, the question is just really cool.
Well, James Lipton is a man among men. So.
Yes. Mind you don't have a stack of blue cards in front of you, but that's okay.
I think he would actually say this is what I would want him to say.
What would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
The elevator goes down.
Why, yes, we do have asbestos blankets. What?
I don't know. I don't have a good one for this one. I don't know. Just welcome. Stay here as long as you like. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's a hard one.
There are no fundamentalists here.
Outstanding.
I just want God to say something cool and chill. I don't even know if I have the exact actual phraseology in mind, but something from the... Bill Hicks is here. Let's kick back and have a beer. That's, I think, is something I'd like to hear because that would be cool.
That would be cool.
So there you go. There you go. That's 10 questions. The James Lipton 10 questions. You can find them anywhere if hopefully you were writing them down, because feel free to stop by the forums at geekradiodaily.com and share your answers with us because, yeah, it's one of those things. I knew he did this, but I didn't actually know. No,
it was a 10, yeah.
You know, it didn't occur to me that it was the same questions to everybody because I only see James Lipton in bits and pieces
mm-hmm.
and in parodies and other forms because, you know, God bless you, sir. You've made a career out of it, but I just can't watch James Lipton interviews because they strike me as incredibly funny even when they're not supposed to be. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is at all. So, don't forget, you got to stop by if you're going to be around the area Thursday night, the Harry Potter midnight premiere, and mark your calendars for...
I did make an event.
Nice. So we're all going to meet there tomorrow night, possibly with a way to record people, hoping that stuff works out this time.
Hopefully.
We'll see what happens with that. But, we won't take 2 weeks off, and we'll be seeing you again really, really soon. And that's how you get a show done, baby.
Yay!
No topic.
No
topic whatsoever.
GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you drop by the site, radiodaily.com. Always check us out on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook so we can chat live during the shows. And maybe Google Plus because that's what everyone's sending invites out to now.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce from Shasal at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, send that voicemail to...
206-3-FUN-HECK.
To where now?
206 206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm going to need it again.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
And we'll see you again real soon.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take this, and we're going to put it in a museum for crazy people.
That's all, bitches.
I don't want to see you, I don't want to hear you, and I don't want to smell you. Now leave.
And now, Inside the Actor, filmed at the Actors Institute for Studying Actors, with your host, Cyrus Castilla Tetley, author of Actors, Acting, Actist.
The actor knoweth thy way, the way beholdeth the actor. A thought from Aeschylus the Elder, and surely he was talking about my guest tonight, a bountiful treat from which I invite you to partake, actor Ryan Dorn.
What?
Nothing. I'm just looking at you. Actor Ryan Dorn. Your first venture into the glittering lights was as a preteen performing soliloquies urging the use of topical medications.
Yeah, I did some commercials for Zit Cream.
And no one was left unmoved.
You know, it's actually kind of funny because I still have that first script from that first commercial audition.
When Frame it! Bury it, walk 20 paces away, dig it up in 15 years, and teach the world to sing.